Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
It does. Settles in your soul.
In your soul.
Definitely does.
In your soul. In your soul. You got soul.
You're listening to Jefferson State of Mind. I'm here with my partner, Wynn Carpenter. How are you this morning, brother?
I'm doing well. How about you, brother?
I'm okay. And Travis, Hatman.
Morning, gentlemen.
Not Batman, but Hatman.
Now keep the hand over the buzzer because Terry's probably going to go there today.
Probably.
Oh, no, I'm going to be Mr. Mellow.
Yeah. I'm Mr. Mellow, so I'll be.
So keep your hand
mellow
over the buzzer.
You know, we're broadcasting live.
Oh my gosh.
On KCNR.
Oh, you sound like Alex Baldwin when he was on that radio show in New York when he couldn't get. He didn't have two brain cells to snap together.
I hurt people for less than that. We're broadcasting live, KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. If you have a question or a comment, 605-4567, 530-605-4567.
And?
Sally got a 24-hour ban from Facebook.
Go, Sally!
She did, I know. She's because apparently when we posted a conference that's going on,
uh-huh, with a bunch of patriots in it?
Mm-hmm, at Glad Tidings Church, called Free and the Brave. When she posted the schedule, she was told that this was not anything that could be posted. Now, it's a posting. I have it right here. I don't have a very good copy of it. But she basically talks about how, you know, Pastor Dave Bryan is going to talk about We Will Not Comply, talks about the overreach of government, the liberal agenda.
You mean the government overreaches or reaches over?
We'll be talking about the mask and how you don't need to wear one.
What mask?
Mm-hmm. We'll be talking about breaking the chains of tyranny. We'll be talking about constitutional sheriffs. We'll be talking about...
We don't have any.
We'll be talking about how we can go ahead and make sure that we have... Well, we have our rights... Our God-given rights protected. And for that, she got banned for 24 hours. We have Karen on the line. All of a sudden, we have somebody quickly. Karen, what say you?
Good morning, Karen.
Hi. Hi. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Oh, is this
Mariposa?
Oh, this is Shoeless.
How are you doing?
This is Shoeless. This ain't Karen. Is this Shoeless?
It's Shoeless and Ray. And I was thinking it's not very patriotic, so how about the Barefoot Patriot?
Uh-huh. There you go.
Instead of you.
the barefoot patriot.
Okay. You want to go with that? Okay, we're going to vote in here. Travis, barefoot patriot?
No.
Yes?
Yep, barefoot. Unanimous.
Okay, barefoot.
It's just entirely too many syllables. We wanted to check in and kind of let you know a little bit about what we're doing in Southern Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
And... today, there's a Patriot rally and a California State Militia meet and greet at one of our restaurants to support small business and opening up these restaurants that are just being hammered by the public health department. And it's at Airport Inn. I don't know if you want the details, but it's 11 to 4 today, and we're all going to be there just
Where is this going to be held, Karen?
It's at the Airport Inn, and it's a bar and grill.
Oh, the Airport Inn. Okay, gotcha, okay.
Yes, and they actually have an airplane going right into the top of their building.
Okay, I've seen the pictures of that. That's cool. Now, what town? Yeah, what town is that located in?
It's just outside of Mariposa. They call it Mount Bullion, but it's actually the mailing address is Mariposa, and it's 6065 Highway 49 North.
Okay.
In Mariposa / Mount Bullion.
And again, what time for the listeners down there?
11 a.m. to 4-ish.
Okay.
And they're going to be serving food, and I imagine there will be some law enforcement there, but nobody's really expecting fireworks. It's a show of solidarity.
Okay.
And also to recruit for the CSM. It's Echo Company for those who
right.
are curious.
Right.
About
uh-huh. That's Echo Company 1st Regiment?
You know what? I'm not sure.
Okay.
Awesome.
Great. That is wonderful.
So,
and, you know, I
so
think
this
that...
One... Oh, one more thing real mm-hmm. quick.
Yeah.
The flyer that we got from you guys up north there, it at least half of our restaurants have that posted on their front door. The
wonderful.
About...
Fantastic. Are you talking about the notice that we wrote?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes.
Okay,
so
good.
Notice and... Yes. So oh. that's been distributed and... being utilized.
Yeah, we
so
were.
That's all I had.
Oh, no. Well, I want to keep you on here for a minute. I want to let you know what happened. We were inundated with news media. The first news media we had after the incident of the Capitol break-in, I guess you want to call it, the first few reporters that called us wanted to know what we thought. One reporter called me from Mendocino County and said, why was the Jefferson organization there? And I explained to this gentleman that we don't have an organization. Number one, and number two, anybody can go to the Capitol that wants to go. It's their choice as a free citizen. But it was funny because the tone suddenly changed on what's going on in Shasta County. And we've had requests from everybody to get that notice. Now, if you're in business, you can get the notice that Karen's talking about by going to SOJ51.org, SOJ51.org. And you will see the notice there on the first page. You can we have a PDF. You can print it out.
Yep, yep.
And it's very important. I don't think I brought it with me this morning. Probably not. Otherwise, I'd read it, but I don't have it, so I won't. And, Karen, you guys are amazing. That whole group down there, Southern Jefferson, we love you guys. You guys have really brought some great things together. I know you'll have a wonderful meeting. I know where your heart is and your husband's heart. You guys are amazing, and your whole group down there. So God bless you all. We hope we can see you really soon. And, again, this event at Glad Tidings Church, Wynn's going to talk about it here in a minute, and we'll be talking about that, and he has some other things to go to. But, Karen, say howdy to Ray for me and tell him I'll have a beer for him.
I'm here now.
Hey, brother.
There's Ray.
How you doing, man?
She said she was going to call when I came back in. Well, she didn't wait.
She wanted us all to herself, Ray. You got to watch out for her.
She's always in a hurry. That's why she left her shoes.
She ran out of her shoes.
Ran out of her shoes. Shoeless. You'll always
barefoot.
Be, you know, she'll always be shoeless to me.
Yeah, the barefoot patriot.
The barefoot patriot. Karen Breeze. Okay, is she turning red yet?
Yes.
Yeah. You guys are awesome. We love you a bunch. And with that, and thank you for calling.
Looking forward to the rest of the show. Thanks, you guys.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks, Karen. Thanks, Ray. Talk to you guys
all
later.
Right.
Well, bye-bye. You know, something else. When you had, there's a lot of things going on locally. A lot of things going on locally. And I know Patrick Jones is coming on the program, on Sovereign Minds, the program after this one. I think that that's going to be very eye-opening on some of the things that are happening at our Board of Supervisors and what's going on as far as our county goes. And the thing is that Shasta County is a reflection on many of the things that are going on in counties all over. So, anyway, with that, we do have Mark Baird on the phone, I think.
Yep.
Kimasabi, is that you?
Good morning, Mark.
Mark?
Hello, hello, hello.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
Okay, there you are.
Good morning. How you doing?
Yeah.
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Better than we deserve, that's for sure.
I think. No one's heard us yet.
That's right. So what's happening in your neck of the woods?
Well, the same thing. It's still early, though.
Yes, sir. The dew's not off the ground yet, is it?
No, it's not. It's still a little foggy up here. It's cold and foggy, which is kind of normal for this time of year. But this type of country needs the cold and the fog just for the trees to get wet and kill all the bugs and, you know, send lazy people to other places and, you know.
Keeps most of the jack wagons out of there, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, no, but it's some. Anyway. We'll say some and leave it at that.
There you go. Some. Okay.
I just got off the phone with a good friend of mine, lifelong friend of mine, and he was asking what we thought about what happened on the 6th of January in Washington, D.C. And so we were talking about that and just generally what may occur and what could occur in the state of California. And, you know, I'd like to say the news is good, but it isn't good. And, however, the good news is we are the people of the state of California. According to Article 2, Section 1 of the California Constitution, we have all the power, not some of it, but all of it. And all we have to do is relearn how to use it.
There you go. And that's exactly why we are doing what we do, sharing information with people, getting their wheels turning, and having discussions so people can say, hey, I can do this. What else can I do? And they start educating themselves because it's no one's job to educate somebody else, but you have to educate yourself. So you get out there, start learning a few things, and bingo, you're actually able to start doing a few things. And that's what we've been doing for a long time. So hopefully people will start stepping up. It's time to do that.
And we're going to have to go off to a break, Mark. We want you to hold on, please. Please hold on. Stay with us. Because I want to talk a little bit about what you just said, because it seems to be that we have all the power inherent in the people, but that power, according at least to Mr. Kiley and Mr. Gallagher, is you go and sue somebody.
No.
No such thing as, you can break the law, so what do? You sue them.
You turn that power over to a corrupt judge, really. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Anyway, we're going off to our first break. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Right now.
No more lockdown, no more government overreach, no more fascist police disturbing our peace. No more taking of our freedom and our God-given rights, pretending it's for our safety.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Who's running our world? Examine it closely and watch it unfurl.
Van Morrison? Yeah. Okay. Cool. His new song.
Cool.
Yeah.
No more lockdown.
So, Mark, you had made a comment that in Article 2, Section 1 of the California...
Well, let me just preface it, because like I said, I was talking to my buddy and
okay.
This guy go way back. And
okay.
We've been all over the world together, and so we were just talking about the state of California, and he lives in California, too. And he says, well, you know, we were talking about this very thing, oddly enough. It's kind of on everybody's minds these days. And he says, you know, it just seems like it's so crazy here. And I said, yes, but it is inherent in the people to stop that anytime they want. I mean, let me just give you an example. There were something like, I don't know, 17,000 car break-ins in San Francisco alone. You go out your front door, you got to step over human poop and dodge the needles on the ground so that you can take your kids to the communist indoctrination camp where they teach elementary school children the joys of the transgender lifestyle. And, you know, you walk past the abortion clinic and so on to get back to your house, and hopefully you won't get mugged on the way. But yet you still vote for the people who are doing that to you. And that just seems contradictory to common sense. But once again, if a government is oppressive or repressive, according to the California Constitution, it is the right of the people to alter or reform that government any time the public good demands it. That doesn't mean you sue them. It doesn't mean you file a referendum.
Right.
It doesn't mean that the very next election.
Right.
It says what it means. I mean, the
right.
authors of the Constitution were not idiots, and they weren't uneducated, and they weren't illiterate. They know what any time the public good demands it means. They knew what it meant when they wrote it. It is a plain English statement that if enough people get angry enough about what government is doing to them today, they have the right to stop that government any time the public good demands it.
Yeah. That's
now,
that,
how is that accomplished? Well,
it's
accomplished differently in different situations. I mean, obviously, let's use Shasta County and Siskiyou County as an example. You guys have posted declarations in businesses to any business that wants it, informing government agents and agencies that they are not welcome in that business unless they're just customers. You know, anybody can go into any business and buy something, but they are unwelcome in those businesses and may be met with resistance if they intend to enter the business with the object of tyrannizing the business owner or usurping his usury and possessory interest of his property according to the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendments. In Siskiyou County, our Board of Supervisors has declared and directed all agencies. And the sheriff has already openly declared that there is no lockdown, there is no impediment to business, there is no order by any county agent, any county agency, nor will the sheriff enforce any directive that interferes with the usury and possessory interest of business property according to the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendments. They will not do it. They are not doing it. If you closed your business, it's because you have a yellow streak, not because the county does.
You know, and that's great to hear. And everybody should follow that example of Siskiyou County. We're fixing to.
You guys already have. You already have functionally because, and here's why: the people have spoken.
Yes. And
that's
even
better.
Well, you know the thing.
I mean, that's really even better.
Well, this notice, as Karen just said, we're talking about Mariposa County. We're talking about Stanislaus County. The notices are already going up in businesses there, and you know.
Oh goodness, we're talking about the Jefferson County.
Yes, yes, sir. You're absolutely correct, and that's exactly what we're talking about. And you know, say it any way you want. I had a good talk with my friend Pastor Dave Bryan yesterday. We had a good conversation. He called in the morning. We had a talk. And, you know, the deal is that, you know, really and truly, with smaller apportionment, you know, reasonable apportionment for the people we elect is the only way to fix this. You're not going to fix it by, you know, even the economy won't fix it. It's going to have to be apportionment. And then people have to get out and vote, just like you said, Mark, and you've said it 100 times, and you're so right. And what Mark has said is that if all the Christians in the state of California and all the gun owners would vote, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
That's right.
Right. So when we submit to tyranny, you know, and I used to say this to guys all the time, even at companies that I work with, if you don't like what's going on and you need someone to blame, go in the bathroom and look in the mirror. Because we don't get the government we deserve. We get the government we allow. And I want to emphasize that. Mm-hmm. You allow government tyranny. Mm-hmm. They can't take anything from you that you won't open the door and give to them. And if every single German Jew had answered the door on Kristallnacht with a butcher knife or a billy club or a baseball bat, I guarantee you that would not have gone the way it did. Now, that's not to say they wouldn't have tried again the next day and the next day and the next day, and it's not to say that the Nazis wouldn't have upped their game and upped their level of force, but the statement would have been clear. We will not go quietly into the night. We will not be subject to government tyranny. We would rather die on our feet than live on our knees.
Well, you know, and a couple of million people go into Washington, D.C., go in there and protest outside it, and basically there's so many things that are ignored. And I think that the one thing that this notice has done, and many of the people that had called and done interviews with a number of people yesterday, what's going on in Shasta County? What's going on up there in those northern counties? What are you guys doing up there? You know, the thing is that Mark's saying, we have to stand. And I think this notice is the step in the right direction. You just heard Karen and Ray Breeze calling from Mariposa County and what they're doing as far as getting people together, joining Echo Company there in the militia. And, you know, I mean, really and truly, we need to stand, folks. And I mean, stand. You know, and as Mark said, and by the way, that notice, when that was put together, the way that was just that Mark took all the ideas and put that together, and Mark, all of Jefferson, all of the state of California, frankly, a lot of people in the United States, really thank you for helping us with that. You were amazing and eloquent the way you put all that together. Thanks.
Well, look, I don't want any thanks. I don't want anybody's gratitude. I want their help.
You got it.
I want people to stand up. I, you know, if I didn't figure it out, somebody else would have figured that out. I'm not, you know.
Well, you're right. It's always a team effort.
The point is, we will hang together, or we'll certainly hang separately. That's the point.
Yeah. You know, and I think
that people laugh when they hear that stuff. That I didn't make that up. A very famous man made that up a couple of hundred years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And before him, another famous man said it in a different way, and before him, another famous man said it in a different way, and before him, another famous man said it in a different way. Now, here's the deal, folks. This stuff that they're pulling in the United States of America today is not new stuff. I mean, anybody that reads a history book should have seen this coming a long, 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 long time ago. We all saw it coming, but we didn't do enough to stop it. And that is the problem. This is a plain progressive takeover of the United States of America. It's happened many, many times before in many countries over the globe. I've seen it happen. And if we don't stop this when we can, we will be trying to stop it when we can't.
That's right. And do you know what? I think, too, it had to get so bad for so many and to be so obvious and blatant and in your face before people would believe it. Because by nature, we're deniers. And, you know, even if we see something, we're like, oh, that's all right. Maybe I didn't see that. Or it's not as bad as I think it is. Well, it's worse than we think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why people now are rising up. They are flat out done.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to take it anymore.
Let's just take that statement just for 1 second that you just made, Wynn. That's very profound. It's absolutely the truth. Now, so let's just walk that back 200 years. It is better to suffer a long train of abuses,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just going to paraphrase the rest, than it is take matters into your own hands. Where does that come from? The Declaration of Independence.
Yep.
So even the founders knew,
mm-hmm.
it is better to get kicked once in a while than it is to upset the normal course of events and legitimate government through its purposes. However, when that long train of abuses forms a pattern, in other words, I'm going to put that in 21st century vernacular, even a dog knows the difference between being tripped over and being kicked. When the dog starts to realize that he's not getting tripped over by the government he formed to serve him, he's being kicked by that government. Now the dog's got to make a choice.
Now,
and that's what the founders did.
Yep.
They realized that the king was not accidentally usurping authority. They realized that these things weren't good-natured mistakes. They realized this wasn't just kind of a misguided effort on the part of Parliament to try to be more efficient in government or do things. They realized that these were pointed agendas meant to take their liberty, their property, their money, and their lives. Then they said, enough is enough, and we will act. And they did act. So we're not in that, we're not in that period now. But you have to look at this is a term I didn't invent either, the screeching harpy represented by the Wicked Witch of the West, Auntie Nancy Pelosi,
yep.
And her screaming diatribe with her democratic socialist progressive buddies about the insurrectionist protests in the United States and how Donald Trump ought to be put in prison immediately. Don't worry, he's already been silenced because a corporation silenced the legitimate sitting president of the United States of America. A corporation deprived the president of the United States of his ability to communicate directly with the American public. If that doesn't chill you to the very core of your being, then you are lost. Go join the enemy. I don't want to talk to you anymore. So here we are in a situation now where the Democrat Party is talking about re-education of conservatives and compiling an enemies list. Anybody ever heard that before in history? I can remember the Red Guard in China, you know, where high school kids are dragging their own teacher out into the road, getting him to confess to his thought crimes, and then hanging him by the nearest tree, at the nearest tree. And you don't, if you don't think those things can happen here, put down your crack pipe and sober up a little bit.
Yep. We're going to have to go off to a break. Mark, please hold on. We have, if you have a question or comment for Mark or anything else, 605-4567, 530-605-4567. Time has come.
451.
Let's get it done.
Now.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Just so you know, when you strum that guitar, you have to use both hands. Anyway, I do want to announce that there is a conference scheduled. It starts on January the 15th on Friday at 6:30. Dave Bryant will be the initial speaker, Pastor Dave Bryant, and then Chris Ann Hall will be speaking around 7:30 to probably 9-ish, I'm guessing. On Saturday, the event goes from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30. Then you can have dinner, and then after that, Peggy Hall will be speaking. She's the lady who's very famous for and has done such a great job in Orange County in getting that county open back up again, and also has been a real proponent of saying, no, we will not comply. On Sunday at 10 o'clock is J.C. Hall, who is Chris Ann's husband, a wonderful speaker, but more importantly, a real man of God. And then at 1:30, at 10:30, it'll be Chris Ann Hall. And then at 1:30, there'll be a special event with Peggy Hall, and Peggy will be talking about how businesses open and stay open. Well, you know, businesses open and stay open by saying, hey, we're opening and staying open. You can't stop us.
Yeah, having the sign that says open or closed and having the door unlocked.
Yes.
The lights on.
Yes. Anyway, that the address to go to that, and you need to register. You can go to Free and the Brave. It'll be hosted at Glad Tidings Church in their Embassy Heaven Theater, Building 100 at their campus on 1179 Eager Road. 1179 Eager Road, Live Oak.
And that's just north of Yuba City, about a mile north of Yuba City on Highway 99.
Yep, and it's Eager Road because you'll be eager to get there.
And it's on the east side of 99, north of Yuba City.
And Jackie, before we go to you, Mark, you have there's a rifle that is a State of Jefferson rifle that is being raffled off. Can you give us a little bit on that?
Yeah, we Valley Tire and Tackle, which is our local gun shop in Scott Valley here, excuse me, they commissioned 51 Ruger 10/22 rifles, and they are numbered. I just bought number one, as a matter of fact. And they're highly engraved to the stocks, the receivers. They're just beautiful pieces of art. With State of Jefferson, it says State of Jefferson. I think it says Border Guard or Patrol. It says Border Patrol on it. It's got a State of Jefferson flag on one side and sayings about liberty on it. Just it's really just a cool piece of art. And the State of Jefferson CFR gets $100 a rifle.
Oh, and they're selling them, not raffling them, right?
No, they're for sale.
They're for sale.
The owner of the shop took it upon himself to have these made. He paid for them, and you know, he wasn't asking anybody for donations. But the rifles are for sale.
Yes.
And if you want a numbered State of Jefferson Ruger 10/22 tool from 1 to 51, and I think, I don't know, I think 15, 16, 17 of them are already gone. But and Daryl at Valley Tire and Tackle, and you can look him up on the Internet, valleytireandtackle.com. And he will ship to your local FFL. So you don't have to drive clear up here to order a gun. He can ship it to Patrick or whoever you go to. And they're just fun and they're cool. And you can support the State of Jefferson and have a memento of our activities at the same time.
Great. Okay. Well, with that, we do have Jackie on the other line. Jackie, what say you? Jackie, you need to turn your radio down.
All right.
Can you hear us now?
Can you hear us, Jackie?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good, thank you. I'm glad you fellows are doing such fabulous work. I think an important thing to do is get rid of the Dominion computer in our election office, because that's the kind we have there. And what is another kind of computer that we can use that is not hackable or not corruptible?
What we need to use is paper ballots where they count them by hand, and then we can re-audit all those one by one like they used to do.
Can we get Kathy Darling to agree to that, or how do we get that done?
Don't forget, she's an elected official.
Right. There you go.
Is she elected?
She's an elected official. So, you know, your vote is how you get people to do the job they need to do.
Who's your supervisor?
I don't know who my supervisor is.
What district do you live in?
The first district.
Okay, so then you're talking, Joe. You're in two, right?
I'm in two.
Yeah, so you're talking Joe Comente.
Joe Comente. That's who you call.
Is he agreeable to this, do you think?
I don't know. Give him a call and find out. I think we need to have a complete, utter, and full forensic audit on the elections office. So, you know, I wouldn't have a problem with that whatsoever, just to see how that goes, to find out where all the skeletons are. That absolutely needs to happen.
I think all the computers in California should be looked at, because I don't think we are as blue as they say we are.
Yes.
I think that we need to clean up our elections as one of our very first operations.
Absolutely, and I think that's coming legally, and I think there's a big move afoot that's going to be forcing that to happen. I've seen things in social media, but, you know, is it true? I don't know. Can I back it up with citing information? No, I cannot, but I've seen it posted, so I don't know if it's legit. I hope it is, and I'm prayerful that it is. It needs to happen so that we can get California straightened out for the elections for all of the sovereign citizens that are legal here within our beautiful state.
Right. I think that's very important to do, one of the very first things.
Yep. Agreed.
Thank you so much.
You bet, Jack.
Thank you, Jackie.
Have a great day.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
So, Mark, you know, you had mentioned this before, and you'd said that, you know, if a lot of people get together, they go down to the Capitol. I mean, what if a lot of people got together and went down to every Capitol in every state in the United States and said, you know what, we know this election's rigged. All the people who are Trump supporters, all the people who believe that this has been a lot of illegal activity in the voting process, each state should go to their capital and protest on the same day. What would be a good day for that?
Well, every day is a good day for that.
I knew you were going to say that.
But if you know, Article 2 of the United States Constitution is very clear. Right. State legislatures have all the power over voting and election law.
Mm-hmm.
Not local agencies.
That's right.
Because what you get, or you get 5,000 different sets of rules, and those sets of rules affect all of us. So if you cannot attack this at a state legislative level, then you have all these little tin pot dictators deciding they'll count ballots late, they'll count ballots without signatures, they'll count ballots, and they can't be held accountable for crimes if the state legislature won't enforce election law. Now, we have a Secretary of State right now who is a criminal. I have firsthand knowledge. I was there. I saw it. I listened to it of a voter fraud investigation, and I was there. I was physically there. When people admitted to voting twice in California, admitting to be residents of other states and voting in California, admitting to voting in places where they didn't live and then going home and voting in those places too, admitting to using fraudulent addresses to vote in my county. And I was there. I saw this. I heard it. I know it's the truth. And here's what the Secretary of State's investigator said, because I asked him a direct question. What will the Secretary of State do with the results of this election? And the guy looked at me, and he kind of chuckled, and he said nothing. He said, because Padilla wants everybody to vote, even illegal.
Yeah, you know, the thing is...
So that's the state you live
right.
in, folks. I just want to tell people that. That is where you live. That is the reality of the situation. That is just the truth. You may not like it. I don't like it. But that's who
right.
we have placed in these positions.
Right.
And if you don't like that, you better get off your backside and do something about it.
Right. The BOS, the Boards of Supervisors, have control. Karen called in today and talked about the health department. The jurisdiction is that of the Board of Supervisors on who is hired, who is fired in the health department. And everybody keeps kind of dancing around this thing. Go to your Boards of Supervisors in every county in California. If you don't like what's going on, that's where you go. And you demand that it gets changed. You know, they give you 3 minutes. They look down on you. You sit in a hard seat. They sit in a big leather comfortable one. They look down on you. They do whatever they want. And guess what? None of them have lost their jobs. None of them have had their hours cut. They're still making their money. They're still making their pensions while a lot of us are out of work.
Well, some of their departments are even growing by leaps and bounds.
Leaps and bounds
and
with
then,
raises.
So then they get yes, and then so then they get a raise because now they're supervising more people. I mean, for the love of Pete, we're growing government here, and even here in Shasta County, it's happening. So start looking, because the elected official positions that need to be voted out is where we have the power within our respective counties. And again, you have the Board of Supervisors, you have all five of them, you have your tax collector, you have your assessor, you have your registrar of voters. I'm going brain dead. I know there's a couple others. There are a total of 12 in Shasta County, and I can't remember the other two. I apologize. Plus our sheriff. So you have to go through and you have to find out who are the elected officials for our county and what have they done, what have they not done. If they're not worthy of your vote again, or they need to be held accountable right now to make things happen, you can do a recall on them as well. Remember, they're elected officials. We're doing the same thing on a grander scale with the commie governor. So why not do it locally at home in your own respective county?
With the commie Board of Supervisors.
There you go. They need to be cleaned up. So go through and start cleaning house. Mm-hmm. It's incumbent on us to do it locally for our kids and our grandkids and forever, so we can get things back to where they need to be, or start anew and get it cleaned up. That has to happen.
Well, wait. Hold on, guys. We have a caller on the line, and he's been hanging for a while. So, Matt, what say you, sir?
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on the air today.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm from Tuolumne County.
Oh.
And I was calling in. I know I'm a little bit far from you guys. I know you guys are up there in Reading, but we've been listening to what you guys have going on with your programming up there, and we're just excited for the movement to continue on. And I was actually with some other fellows out of Glenn County in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
on the 6th, mm-hmm. and we were able to fly a State of Jefferson flag, and mm-hmm. we had countless amounts of people who approached us from the West Coast who were happy that we were out there representing State of Jefferson. And we also had people just asking, like, what is the State of Jefferson flag? What's it all about? And I think it gives a lot of hope to people out in, you know, on the West Coast that there's an alternative. There's an alternative to what's been going on in California. So pretty
Amen.
Excited for that.
Well, Matt, first of all, I want to thank you for that. I'm sure that you and Mike have been inundated by by the press. I mean, we here back at home, we're inundated over, what was that Jefferson flag doing there? You know, we got calls from the LA Times, et cetera, long interviews for a bunch of people. And, I mean, God bless you, brother. I mean, you've been amazing. Now, are you going to be able to make it to that event in Yuba City, do you think?
Yeah, you know what? I've been looking at my schedule, and I'm going to try to make it happen. I think it's there's a reason why everything's happening right
yes, sir.
Now, and we can't ignore it. We can't just say it's business as usual. This is a call for action. So I'm going to make it happen. I think it's important for me to be there.
I think it'd be great. So just come to our table. We'll be at the table, the SOJ table with the SOJ/militia. We'll be at that table. Just come over to us, and you can hang with us. We really could use your help there. And I want to thank you for being the patriot you are. We just love you guys for what you're doing. You know, I think one of the things that we need to be looking at is the similarities in these boards of supervisors. I mean, you know, really and truly, everybody keeps deflecting this thing. Yeah, the governor's awful. I mean, he's awful. All this stuff is awful. But right in your own local area, that is where the battle needs to be fought. That's where it has to be fought. It's got to be fought in the Board of Supervisors. We have to take back our local government. And in Siskiyou County, as Mark had just said, you know, they're saying, hey, we're open. And I know there's three or four other counties that have said that. And I know at our Board of Supervisors here in Shasta County at the last meeting, that was mentioned at the last meeting by one of the supervisors, that other counties are opening up.
Right.
So I think that's what we need to do is understand that this battle starts at the local level, and we've been trying to get people to understand that the notices need to go out. We need to make sure that we're coordinating with people who can help us.
And we have to do it in our own respective counties.
Absolutely.
That's why we are fighting here locally in Shasta County for all the Shasta County residents. We're doing what we can. You can We give you information. We can share what we've done. But is it going to fit your need in your county specifically? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But it's got to happen. You've got to be there. You've got to make noise. You do not take no for an answer and keep moving forward. Because the only thing that politicians understand is pain.
Metaphorically speaking.
And I'm not talking about physical pain. I'm talking about political pain. When they feel threatened for their office, when they feel threatened for everything that they're trying to do, good, bad, or indifferent, when they think it's threatened, then they feel pain. And that's the thing. We need to make sure that we keep pushing on that, because that's the only way we're going to get things turned around, cleaned up, and corrected, and moving forward in the proper manner. It absolutely has to happen.
And Matt, do you have anything else you want to add about your trip or anything? Is there anything else you want to add?
No, I think other than just, you know, just it was an honor just being there with Mike and Dan and being able to fly our colors out there. And actually what that has done is that has shown people through social media outlets that we're definitely alive and well, and our mission may have changed a little bit, but the mission's going to be changing constantly, and we always have to evolve and change with whatever direction we need to go in to get this thing done and to get people in place. But I think that as long as I could stick together with what you guys are doing up there and just continue doing outreach with you know, everyday average people are wanting to be involved with State of Jefferson. They want to show up to supervisor meetings. They want to act. They're just tired of reacting. So I think the more I can plug in with you guys, the more I could assemble people down here.
Absolutely, and we're willing to help, you know, share our experiences so that if our experiences help you to form a plan on what you want to do and how to do it, then, you know, by all means, absolutely.
Well, brother, thank you so much, and God bless you. And
thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, pal. Hey, see you Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll see you. We'll see you next week.
All right, brother.
Thank you.
Anyway, right, Mark, you know, that's one of our young people that are engaged in Tuolumne County. And I know that there was a lot of feedback. And they both got a lot of feedback. All three of them got a lot of feedback.
Yes, they did.
And so, I mean, there is hope in what people are doing. Anyway, we were talking about local. What else do you think people can do other than what we've talked about on this program so far? What else would you think they can do?
Well, quite frankly, I can't hear the other side of the call, so I don't know anything that Matt said or the caller before. But I just really quickly, I want to comment on what Lynn said. He said that politicians don't get it unless they feel metaphoric pain, and political pressure and political pain, and I know what he means.
Yep.
And let me just tell you again how that was said before. Government afraid of its people is liberty. People afraid of their government is tyranny. And that's 250 years old, that statement.
Amen.
Thomas Aquinas said the same thing almost 2,000 years ago. So, you know, look, none of these things are new, people. If you want to know what remedies are available to you, crack a book. Look at what happened on April 19, 1775. That's how they resisted tyranny when it got so bad they just couldn't stand it anymore. And I know a lot of groups are forming in Jefferson communities that are community watch groups, neighborhood watch groups. I don't care what you call them, militia. It doesn't matter to me. But the point is people are getting fed up enough that they think that the long train of abuses is now sufficient to warrant resistance.
Right. Mark, we do have another caller on the line. We've got Mike from – is this Mike from Glenn County? This Mike from Glenn County. Hello.
Okay, he's gone.
Oh, here he is. He's back again.
Oh, they're trying to be.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. Travis is moving as quickly as Travis could move. No. Which is fun to watch. Is he on?
Okay, Mike.
Mike, are you there?
Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, I actually went through a tunnel as soon as I finally got through.
Okay.
Hey, make sure you turn your radio down.
Yeah, turn your radio off or down.
Your radio, turn it off or turn it down or whatever, because we get feedback.
I don't have a radio on. It's coming through the phone.
Okay.
Okay. All right, bye.
So, what? Did we lose Mike?
Mike, you there?
I think he cut the call. It was coming through his phone.
Okay, anyway, Mike is from Glenn County.
Yep.
And he was in Washington, so okay.
He was the other part of the duo or trio with
trio,
Matt.
Yeah.
Matt just called from Tuolumne County. They all went to D.C. together. They drove across country and got to share some photos of their trip, which was good, and then also showed and shared photos of what they were doing while they were in D.C. and showing all the patriots that were there to support our country, and they did the same, and it was great to see all the information they shared.
I think he's back again. I think. I know he's driving back from Washington, D.C., folks. And when I talked to him, was it yesterday? He was in Utah. So is that?
He called in and said he couldn't get a good reception, so
okay.
He's going to go ahead and just.
All right. Well,
for today.
Okay, sounds good.
Touch on it.
Okay, Mark. Yes. Bring us home, brother. We got about 5 minutes. 4 minutes.
Well, once again, we have patriots that went to Washington, D.C. We have patriots that are beginning to stand, that are beginning to wake up, that are beginning to realize that something ain't right around here. Once again, this is all outlined. It's all been done before. There's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing this government isn't trying that hasn't been tried before and hasn't been stopped by the people before when they had enough backbone and they had enough will to stop it. Take a look at California really quickly with regard to the Second Amendment. You cannot buy ammunition without the government knowing who you are, where you are, and how much you're buying and approving of that purchase in California. The government has to approve your purchase of ammunition in California now. The government restricts how many rounds your weapon can hold. With regard to your magazine, the government is restricting what features your weapon can have on it. Now, even though those features don't affect its function, don't have anything to do with it. So the government in California is getting pretty close to banning the Second Amendment, which is your only guarantee for the rest of the amendments to the Bill of Rights, by the way. They've already banned the carry of weapon without their permission. So, you know what, folks? We're there. If you're waiting for that watershed event, you missed it. It happened several years ago. And if you're waiting to know what to do, you're going to wait forever. You know what to do. You know how to do it. If you don't know how to do it, reach out to people in your county and your community that do. Continue to form your small groups. Grassroots only works from the bottom up. It doesn't work from the top down. We need the interposition of lesser magistrates in order to make a groundswell work against a state that is tyrannical in nature and continues to grow worse and worse and worse. You pay more per gallon for gas than any state. You pay more taxes than any other state. You have less freedom than any other state. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, you've heard this 1,000 times. If you haven't heard it, you're asleep. So what do you say? Let's wake up and let us take the country formed by Christian men and women in order to form a government to secure the rights of the people. And whenever that government becomes destructive of those ends, it is your right and your responsibility to alter or abolish that form of government and institute another government that is more suitable to your needs. And that's where we are right now. If you doubt it, wake up and just watch the news once, and you should know. Wake up and look in your pay envelope, and you'll know. Wake up and look at what the king in Sacramento says you may or may not do, and you'll know. Drive to one of the big cities and see what rat holes they've become, and you'll know. And then you either stand or you'll fall. It is time to stand, and there is no excuse not to unless you just don't care enough about your life and your liberty and the freedom of your children to do anything about it. And if you do, if you're one of that class of people, then get out of the way so the rest of us can work.
Okay, we need to get the event time one more time. The event time starts at 6:30 Friday night. The address is 1179 Eager Road, Free of the Brave Conference, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning.
We'll see you there.
The 15th of January through the 17th of January. Be there. Time has come.
4:51.
Let's get it done.
Now.
Phone to ring, waiting for someone to tell.
Brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.